Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Well, well, well. It looks like it's time for another war for Israel. The Jews, who quite possibly have photos of Trump on a certain island or in a certain mansion doing unspeakable Jew-sponsored things, have decided that Donald Trump is going to go against every campaign promise he ever made on the topic of foreign wars and join Israel's second front against the huge, technically advanced, Muslim yet significantly Aryan nation of Iran. And this is what Jews do. They lie. They use blackmail, they use mass murder and assassination and threats of assassination to get what they want. And what they want more than anything else is their enemies dead. The most heartening thing in the world is the fact that Jewish behavior is enlightening millions of people every year, if not every month, as to the real nature of the world parasite. Not all of these people are friends of the white race, but as long as there is an increasing tendency to see Jews as quite distinct from whites, as they are, and to see them as the ravening, malevolent beings that they are, it's all to the good. Every poll shows that the great majority of Americans want nothing to do with this war. So the chances of a false flag or a Jew-orchestrated real terror attack on Americans is very real, with its goal being to rally the yahoos behind the Jewish state and make them willing to expend their wealth and their sons' lives for yet another Jewish mass murder project. Consider the Jews screeching about the alleged nuclear threat from Iran over the years. This is something they've been doing for decades. Every year or two, between 1992 and now, they have claimed that Iran will have nuclear weapons within a few months or years, or days. They said it in 92, 93, 95, 96, 2003, 04, 05, 06, 07, 08, 09. Need I go on? It never ends. And all this from the Jewish state, which illegally extorts American aid while having nuclear weapons, a flagrant violation of American law, using nuclear material and technology stolen from America at around the very time they were killing American sailors aboard the USS Liberty. Talk about chutzpah! And now, this war. This war definitely proves that Iran has no nukes. If Iran already had nuclear weapons, they wouldn't be under attack right now. No one sane makes murderous attacks on nuclear powers. Maybe if all of Israel's enemies did have nuclear weapons, there would be a lot more peace in this world. I am only 80% sure that the Jews will get what they want from Trump as far as this war is concerned. The fact that Trump says he will make a decision on whether to directly join in Israel's murderous war on Iran only after 2 weeks have passed is most interesting. Immediate obedience is what the Jewish power structure wants. Trump is a nasty New Yorker, trained in the trenches of thuggery and borderline illegal tactics by the likes of his mentor, Roy Cohn, and the corrupt Pauls and Cosa Nostra businessmen of that fair city. It's faintly possible that Trump doesn't like obeying Netanyahu's orders and will try to out-thug the master thugs of this world in some way. Maybe he has levers of pressure on the Zionist parasites that we don't know about. We'll see what happens in the next 14 days. Normally, I don't advocate wasting your time calling or writing your representatives or other criminal politicians. But this time, there is a razor-thin edge between what two big parts of Trump's base want. On the one hand, we have the lunatic Christian conservatives who want Jews to slaughter anyone they feel like slaughtering, with Americans paying for it and with American boys doing the fighting and dying, and who furthermore think that Jews are God's representatives on earth and serving them is doing God's will. On the other hand, we have the more reasonable and sane folks who are damned sick of all these endless wars for Israel and are increasingly unafraid to come right out and call them that too. So an interesting and possibly even fun phone call or letter to the White House and your elected criminals in Washington might just tip a very unstable scale in this case. So make some noise. It's far more important, though, to support the incomparable and uncompromising good work of the National Alliance. Now, if you know me at all, I shouldn't have to say again that I don't think Islam is compatible with European civilization. No Abrahamic religion is. But having said that, I also believe we have totally, unnecessarily made the Muslim world into enemies. It isn't Muslims who own the lying mainstream media. It isn't Muslims who push globalism on us. It isn't Muslims who insanely profit from the fractional reserve banking system. It isn't Muslims who are the big Wall Street vultures and pharma exploiters. It isn't Muslims who are promoting transgenderism, homosexuality, childlessness, and 100 other birthrate cratering degeneracies on our young people. It isn't Muslims who dominate the porn industry. It wasn't Muslims who lied about weapons of mass destruction and got us into a quarter century of horrific, needless war. It wasn't Muslims who relentlessly pushed for open borders for half a century and created the 1965 Immigration Act that opened them, and the parallel legislation that coincidentally opened the borders of the entire West around the same time. We all know who is guilty of the above crimes against humanity, against all peoples. But in the free West, if you name the Jews, you will be pursued and persecuted and hated beyond measure. What we need are men who aren't afraid, who will tell the truth about the Jewish power structure, no matter how much the Jews hate and persecute them. Men who will organize effectively to end our slavery to that power structure. The kind of men who will join and add their strength to our beloved National Alliance. Revelo Oliver referred to our enemies as the international vermin, and many have used the term self-chosen people. I don't think I was the first to simply call them the opponent. Maybe Yaki used that term. I know he also called them the culture distorters. George Lincoln Rockwell said that 1950s conservatives used the euphemism Eskimos for them. But that was just cowardice on the conservatives' part. The Onion famously called them the grabblers. And the Roman Emperor Claudius said they were, quote, the fomenters of a universal plague, close quote, a kind of wordy phrase that might be better condensed to pathogen. I think we need to be both courageous and truthful. We need to make sure that the earnest folk who read our publications, whatever the other terms we use, know that the main force opposing our race's survival and progress is the Jewish power structure. We also need to truthfully say that among the mixed yet eerily united race that is the Jews, there have been some defectors who have exposed the perfidy and crimes of their race. And that is a good and valuable thing. But we need to tell that truth without making a fetish of it, without virtue signaling that, see, we have Jewish friends too, or anything like that, and not pretending that, oh no, we're not anti-Jewish. We love everyone equally, just like Yahweh wants us to. In America, not only is it perfectly permissible to discuss and even advocate the mass murder of the Jews' enemies, including their small children and babies, but it is dangerous to one's career and one's standing with law enforcement to be insufficiently enthusiastic about such killings. You've got to be 1,000% in favor of killing infinite numbers of Palestinian and Iranian babies, or you're anti-Semitic. Just like you've got to be absolutely 1,000% in favor of the taxpayer-funded support or imposition of nearly every sexual perversion on our young people, or you're a bigot. Just like you've got to be 10,000% in favor of the dilution, replacement, mongrelization, and disappearance of the white race, or you're a hater. Such mental gymnastics, such inversions of reality, such assassinations of truth, such outrages against decency and morality are becoming more and more intolerable to our people, except for a certain class of particularly deranged conservative Christians. People from all walks of life and political beliefs and religions are starting to revolt against some or all of these required beliefs imposed by our would-be masters. The Zionist faction among our enemies is overplaying its hand these days, slaughtering Iranians and Palestinians by the many tens of thousands, assassinating the negotiators sent to speak to them, trying to force reluctant Americans to join the murder campaign. I've created a meme addressing Zionism, using a quote on the subject from National Alliance founder William Pierce. I'll include that image in the text version of this broadcast today on nationalvanguard.org. Later, I'll put it up on natall.com/flyers, too. That's natall.com/flyers. The main text of the meme is a quote from Dr. Pierce. Quote, Zionism is built not only on the ideas of Jewish exclusiveness and Jewish superiority, but also on the idea of Jewish world dominion. Close quote. Download this image and spread it widely. educate your friends and family about Zionism and the toxic Jewish power structure that gave it birth by reading Dr. Pierce's series on the topic, all of which may be read on National Vanguard. Just go to nationalvanguard.org/Zionism. That's nationalvanguard, all one word, .org/Zionism for part one of this important series. Tell everyone you know. No more wars for Israel. Let the Jewish state fight its own wars and lose them. Why should we support these murderers and liars, especially when they are trying to murder us?